relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's out on vacation this week. And what a pleasure it's been to be here with you. I'm broadcasting from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios, home of AM 870, AM 590, The Answer. That's where I host The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show every single weekday in Southern California. And we are having a lot of fun. I've been having a great time filling in with you. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, on Facebook, Jennifer Horn Radio. And of course, we are live streaming right now at SebGorka.com. Joe Biden has been having gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. One of the happiest ladies maybe in the world right now is my friend Kayleigh McEnany. She's the national press secretary for the Donald Trump 2020 campaign. Kayleigh, welcome to America First. And boy, Biden has got to be making you happy if he is indeed the front runner. This could be easy.
Absolutely. I mean, you look on Friday, I was literally just pointing out that in the last month, you know, Joe Biden said he thought Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister of England, that he was vice president during the Parkland shooting, and that MLK and RFK were assassinated in the late 1970s. This is the alternate reality of Joe Biden. And that was just, you know, in a month. And here, you know, you listed off two more of Joe Biden's gaffes. I mean, each and every day we see this, and you've just got to ask yourself, does this man have the capacity to negotiate with China at the G7, which he thinks is the G8? And I think the clear answer is no.
Well, the very funny thing that is, and she brought it up, if you missed it, just a few hours ago, Joe Biden referred to the G7 as the G8 before he touted his expertise in American foreign policy. If you missed it, here's the audio. Take a listen.
You know, we're in a position now where, if you think about it, he just came back from the G8. I'm going to say something that will not take as much time, but it's going to sound too self-serving. If I have any expertise, it's in American foreign policy. It's what I've done my whole career.
Now, he still is leading in the polls, Kayleigh McEnany. And I don't know, the president, I feel like this could be the best possible matchup for the president, despite what a lot of Democrats think, that somehow Joe Biden's going to be the toughest for him to beat.
I know, they do think that. And I really don't think he is the toughest one to beat. I don't think any of them are tough to beat with the president's record of success with a thriving economy. But it is interesting to watch finally Joe Biden slip in the polls as we see the socialists on the rise. And I would argue Joe Biden still fits that mold. We can get into that if you'd like. But, you know, Elizabeth Warren rising, Bernie Sanders rising, posing a threat to Joe Biden. We all foresaw this happening, you know, Joe Biden really being the Jeb Bush of the 2020 race. And this next debate, boy, is it critical for him. Sleepy Joe's got to wake up.
No doubt about that. We're visiting with Kayleigh McEnany. She's a national press secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign. You can follow her on Twitter at Kayleigh McEnany. And Kayleigh, we will talk about that in just a moment, but want to ask you about some of the Republican challengers. Just this weekend, we had a representative and one of our former colleagues here at Salem Radio, Joe Walsh, jump into the race. We've got Bill Weld already in the race to primary the president. And Governor Mark Sanford also, or former Governor Mark Sanford, also thinking about jumping in. Now, the president has called these guys the Three Stooges on Twitter, and I'd have to agree because the president right now has anywhere between an 89% to 94% approval rating with Republicans. Is there a chance that there are some Republicans who are going to let these guys be serious contenders or challengers to the president on the primary ticket?
No, there's absolutely zero chance. This president, if you look at his polling, has the highest approval rating among his party, among his own party, of any president in modern history. One exception, and that's Bush during 9/11. Obviously, those were special circumstances. So he maintains the support of, you know, the upwards of 94% of Republican voters. And we are a party made up of voters, not of the party elite as the Democrats are. They allow superdelegates to make their determination. Well, we in the Republican Party let voters make that determination. And voters have said resoundingly, we stand behind President Trump, who got more votes among the Republican Party than any nominee in the history of our party. So, you know, Joe Walsh or whomever, it really, they're living in a pipe dream and they have zero support among the people from whom they would need that support.
Want to talk to you for a second. I don't know how your TV viewing schedule has been, but if you caught the Video Music Awards on MTV, you saw Taylor Swift. She's the recent, the most recent celebrity to come out and get political. After many years of just kind of staying out of politics, she started talking about Marsha Blackburn a few months ago. Now she's talking about President Trump, the Equality Act. What impact, if any, do you think these celebrities who take the form or take the shape of activists, do they have in President Trump's 2020? Is this something that he just overcomes, or do they actually resonate with the American people?
No, I don't think they do resonate. You know, we always hear about celebrity endorsements making the difference, but how did those celebrity endorsements work out for Hillary Clinton? Not too well. She obviously lost the election to President Trump. Taylor Swift is not going to have an impact on this election, nor is the Hollywood elite who continually marginalize Trump voters. And that's something that you never see President Trump do. He will attack back against Joe Biden or others who attack him, but he doesn't marginalize voters. And these Hollywood elite do a pretty good job of completely marginalizing half the country. And Taylor Swift's foray into politics, not a wise move and certainly not going to have an impact.
I did like seeing Kellyanne Conway on Fox News the other day doing a little singing as she was singing Taylor Swift's latest hit. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but maybe we could add her to some of these rallies. She was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't see her singing, but I'm going to have to look that up right when I'm done. I'm sure she was great. She's always very creative and effective in her hits, so I will have to look out for that.
I've actually got this for you. Here you go.
If you say it on the street, that's a knockout. If you put it in a tweet, that's a cop out.
Not too bad.
Not bad. Go Kellyanne. I love it.
I know. It's like her hidden talent. Kayleigh McEnany, in our final moments here, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past and maybe bonded over is that from the very moment I saw President Trump come down that escalator, I was a Trump supporter. And I think there are more and more women who are coming to the table as Trump supporters, despite the messaging from the mainstream news media. I know that reaching out to women and outreach to females from the campaign, it's going to be a huge priority for you in the Trump 2020 campaign. What can women who support Trump expect over the next year or so? What types of programs are going to be rolled out as potential platform items for the president moving into 2020 and beyond?
Oh, all sorts. This campaign is going to be one of the biggest in terms of volunteers and coalitions in modern history. Just last week, we had a celebration of the 19th Amendment, women's suffrage, and we had 14 events in 14 different cities. I was at one of them speaking in Georgia, and we had a whole room full of women turn out to be trained, to be top-level volunteers. There's so many women for Trump. I just participated in a town hall in Florida last night, and it's amazing. The audience was packed with Trump supporters, and I would argue or suggest that it was majority women with Women for Trump shirts. So show up, get trained, become a part of the army of Trump volunteers that are going to win this election for the president.
Now, when it comes to messaging from the G7 and trade, we have just a few moments left here. What do you think the president's biggest successes were over the weekend at the G7 or the G8 if you're Joe Biden?
Yeah, I think the president's biggest successes for President Trump are certainly that Japan trade deal, opening up more markets for our farmers, giving them some relief and getting a better trade deal there. He had a victory with France, making it better for our businesses, our tech businesses, to recoup some of their money. There were a lot of victories. So don't listen to the fake news media.
Kayleigh McEnany, you are always so much fun to talk to. Follow her on Twitter at Kayleigh McEnany. She's the National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign. Thanks for joining us today on America First. And good luck. I know you've got a busy schedule over the next couple of months. As we continue on America First, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hit social media once again. And she's warning about vampire illnesses coming to a major city near you, all because of climate change. We'll have the details for you as we continue. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug In Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Welcome back. It is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You might know me if you listen to the show on Wednesdays around this time. This is when we do our California Crazy Report. I do that every week with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I also host the morning show, The Morning Answer, on AM 870 and AM 590, The Answer in Southern California. Also the Jen and Don Show. And I'm so pleased to be sitting in for my doctor and my friend, Sebastian Gorka. And it gives me a lot of pleasure because he needs the vacation. The guy has been working nonstop, so I'm glad he is taking some time off. And he will be back with you on Tuesday. Tomorrow's program will be hosted by Charlie Kirk. He is awesome. Matt Whitaker will be here on Friday, equally as fantastic. So make sure you check it out. And if you need a fix of Sebastian Gorka, always check out sebgorka.com. Now, earlier in the program, we talked about MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell. He reported on Tuesday night in his handoff to Rachel Maddow. That's what they call it in television, where the two of them talk back and forth a little bit. Lawrence O'Donnell tells Rachel Maddow on the program that he's got a big story, breaking news, that a Russian oligarch signed off on loan papers for President Trump through Deutsche Bank. Now, Lawrence O'Donnell gave this report, but if you listen closely, what you're going to hear is him saying, if true, I think we counted 9 times. Not quite the most credible and positive of words that you can use in breaking news. Lawrence O'Donnell, now take a listen to this audio if you missed it, giving this big news to Rachel Maddow, who even she, who would love this to be true, sounds skeptical. Take a listen.
If true, and I stress the if true, that the co-signers of Donald Trump's Deutsche Bank loans are Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. If true, that would explain every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin. If true, that would be a significant factor. Right. If true, the key words of opening discussion tonight are if true.
Now, Rachel Maddow replies with, what? Really? She seems even a little shocked and skeptical herself. It sounded like there were a lot of if trues in there. My question is, if you didn't know it's true, well then, Lawrence, why in the heck are you playing this report? Let's go through and let's actually count the if trues. Let's see how many we got here. If you could, Leroy, let's play this audio one more time.
If true, and I stress the if true, that the co-signers of Donald Trump's Deutsche Bank loans are Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. If true, that would explain every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin. If true, that would be a significant factor. Right. If true, the key words of this opening discussion tonight are if true.
That is 7 of those if trues.
Stop the hammering.
That aired during MSNBC's big handoff between Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow. Our phone number is 833-33-GORKA. Join us on the phone lines for conversation, 833-33-GORKA. Now, all the while, we were doing our lovely little radio get-together here, and Lawrence O'Donnell's people actually came out and apologized for this. Why? Because this was the flimsiest news story known to man. If true, was said seven times in
stop
this handoff to Rachel
hammering.
Maddow. Lawrence O'Donnell, he maybe needs to stop the hammering, tried to present this to the American people as something that could have credibility when there was not one source that could be confirmed by MSNBC to confirm that the story was true. Big problem for MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell, who took so much incoming today. As a result of this, even a representative from Deutsche Bank said, we're declining to comment on this. This was a story that never went anywhere. Actually, in a tweet from Michael Del Moro, he said, Deutsche Bank is declining comment on Lawrence O'Donnell's reporting that Russian oligarchs co-signed Trump's loans. The information came from a single source who has not seen the bank records. NBC has not seen those records and has not been able to verify the reporting. Think about that. Lawrence O'Donnell did a news story on his national cable news program that had no sources. It was a rumor. I could tell you all sorts of things about people's financial history. If I've never seen their records, are you going to believe me? If I haven't seen their bank statements, are you going to believe me? And what is it with MSNBC demonizing the word oligarch? I don't know if you listened to this at all, but if you followed any of this collusion, delusion, investigation nation with Rachel Maddow and others on MSNBC, they use the word oligarch like it's the lowest word on the planet. Like it's something that tastes terrible as they spit it out. A Russian oligarch just means a Russian rich guy. And some of them make their money in nefarious ways? Absolutely. Are some of them deep, devious, dirty men? Absolutely. But the word oligarch itself is not a dirty word. It's not one of the words we can't say on the radio or television. But at MSNBC, it sure seems like it. And we'll take your phone calls, 833-33-GORKA. Now, in follow-up to this story, Lawrence O'Donnell had to retract his story. He tweeted just a few moments ago, he said, last night, I made an error in judgment by reporting an item about the president's finances that didn't go through a rigorous verification and standards process. Yeah, I'd like to see that. He continues, I shouldn't have reported it, and I was wrong to discuss it on the air. I will address the issue on my show tonight. Got to tune in for that. Must see TV. If
stop
true.
The hammering.
Oh, this Lawrence O'Donnell had to apologize because even he and Rachel Maddow realized that this is just too much to carry on. An error in judgment by reporting an item with no sources that looked bad for the president, so they ran with it without any credibility. This is the kind of stuff that you are getting from the mainstream news media, and it has to stop. I know these are opinion shows in the evening. I know this. Fox does it. MSNBC does it. CNN does it. I get it. But can we have a little bit of credibility? If we're going to do a smear piece, can at least it be rooted in fact? That's all there is. I mean, you can shine it up. You can buff it up. This is what the news media does all the time. They take something that could be true and then they spin it. There wasn't even anything to spin here. This was like a game of telephone when you're in elementary school. This is like a game that elementary school kids play where they start one secret and it goes from person to person. And then somebody like Lawrence O'Donnell gets it and makes this report on MSNBC. That's for you, Leroy. One more time. Just play MSNBC at Lawrence O'Donnell again last night. If true.
If true. And I stress the if true. That the co-signers of Donald Trump's Deutsche Bank loans are Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. If true, that would explain every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin. If true.
This is news media that we are becoming accustomed to, and the latest in the very evident bias that exists not only at MSNBC, but exists throughout the media, CNN, ABC, CBS. This is the news that you're reporting. That's why you have to go to multiple sources to see what's really going on. We'll take your phone calls on this. 833-33-GORKA, 833-33-GORKA. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Thanks for joining us. This is America First.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor.
Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Stocks rebound after early losses. Apple apologizes for eavesdropping on Siri. McDonald's offering harassment training to all of its employees. Those stories are next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Wall Street with losses early today, but with the help of banks and energy stocks, the markets made a recovery, and at the close, stocks were higher, the Dow Jones Industrials rallying 258 points, the NASDAQ up 30, the S&P up 19. Tech giant Apple today apologized for allowing outsiders to eavesdrop on recorded conversations with digital assistant Siri. Apple says that going forward, it will no longer store audio recorded on Siri unless customers give their permission. Wait a minute. They'll still listen. They just won't record. What's the deal? McDonald's today introduced a new training program for all U.S. employees targeting sexual harassment. The program will be a combination of online classes and in-person sessions covering 850,000 employees. This in the wake of dozens of complaints by employees. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka. It is America First. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are talking about Lawrence O'Donnell and his boo-boo. Last night on MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell said, if true, 9 different times. In the audio we heard 7 times, but it was 9 total in the whole piece. He claimed that Donald Trump had a Russian oligarch
sign loan documents that were filed with Deutsche Bank. He had to take to Twitter earlier today and said, "Last night, I made an error in judgment by reporting an item about the president's finances that didn't go through a rigorous verification and standards process. I shouldn't have reported it, and I was wrong to discuss it on the air. I will address this issue on my show tonight." No doubt we'll all be standing by with bated breath to hear what Lawrence O'Donnell might say about his lacking news story delivery on television last night, if true. We're taking your phone calls now at 833-33-GORKA. Mike is on line one calling from California. Mike, thanks for calling America First.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Jennifer. Big fan, first time, long time. And I just believe it's absolutely unbelievable that a news organization such as MSNBC would, you know, report something just so completely off base like this. But quick question, though. I mean, will we see other news networks, and maybe on the conservative side, speak to other stuff, like maybe the Seth Rich conspiracy? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you so much.
Wow. Look at Mike is like a professional caller, first time, first listener, but he just jumps right off. I think that you are right. I think you are talking about Sean Hannity going along with the Seth Rich conspiracy, but at least there was some reporting that backed up some of the story that Sean Hannity was talking about. These were based on news stories. These were based on rumblings around Washington, D.C. There was an investigation going on, and Hannity covered that. And I would stand by that any day over the nonsense that we saw delivered by Lawrence O'Donnell, who basically told people he didn't know if it was true because there wasn't even one source, not even one person that actually had knowledge of this. It was like he picked it up out of thin air and then just said, let's go to my national cable news audience and talk about it. Pretty crazy stuff. Josh is in St. Louis on line two. Josh, welcome to America First. Aw, poor Josh. All right, we're moving on from Josh. Did we lose him? All right, Leroy, thank you. Line three is Tim in California. Hi, Tim. Welcome to America First.
Hi. So I have a question. I've known about Biden since 1988 when I was a 24-year-old that didn't know anything about politics except that I loved Ronald Reagan and I loved Oliver North. That was all I knew. Since watching him over the last, 30-some-odd years, the guy's just a buffoon. In 2008, when Obama ran for president and he chose Biden to be his vice president, in my mind, I was thinking it was because Obama was such a narcissist, he wanted to do it without any help from anybody in the vice presidential slot. What do you think about that?
I think that I think Obama didn't want someone who's going to outshine him, certainly. I think that you bring up a good point with that, Tim. I think Obama probably wanted someone that would be safe, that could help him with Pennsylvania and Ohio in the Midwest. I do believe that to be true. I also think that Joe Biden has had a really tough life personally, and we even talked about this, I think, on yesterday's program. I will say, though, as far as politics goes, Joe Biden has been relatively blessed. He has had very easy races when it came to his Senate seat. It's not easy to win six seats in a row. I understand that. But it is when you have weak candidates running against you. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did election after election. And then he was handpicked, as you mentioned, for various reasons from Obama to become vice president. And now I think he missed his chance. I think he really could have been a tougher opponent to Trump over Hillary Clinton if he had run last time around, but he didn't have it in him. I think everybody understands that. He's trying to run now, and he thinks he's going to be coronated like Hillary Clinton did last time in 2016. And I don't know that that's going to be the case. I think he's actually being tested for the first time in his political life. And that's rough. I mean, he's got not just Donald Trump to contend with, but he also has 24 candidates that are looking at him as a front runner. And this is the first time he's seeing that challenge. So thank you for the phone call, Tim from California. You can join us on the phone lines. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. We're talking immigration. We're talking the media and Lawrence O'Donnell. And when we come back, we are going to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her latest Instagram video has her making macaroni and cheese, talking about vampire viruses that are going to kill us all as the ice caps melt away. You will not believe this audio all over a package of Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's pretty incredible. Plus AOC tweeting out some interesting stuff. We'll have the full report as we continue. 833-33-GORKA. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You're listening to America First.
This is definitely not CNN.
Do you like taking drugs? I don't. Whether it's painkillers, a little bit of aspirin or something stronger, not a big fan. Sometimes you just have to, but if you've got persistent everyday aches and pains, there's a better way. It's called ReliefFactor.com. It's made from completely natural ingredients, resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s that work to relieve your pain at the source of the inflammation. For me, it was a low back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade. I started taking the 3-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone and hasn't come back because I take Relief Factor every morning and every evening. That is the experience of tens of thousands of our listeners and is why my fellow co-hosts here at Salem also endorse Relief Factor. Try the 3-week quick starter pack for $19.95 at relieffactor.com. See testimonials from across the country, and then you can decide whether you want to be the next success story. Relieffactor.com. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back. This is America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting to you live from our West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios. Thanks so much for joining us. We're taking your phone calls. Got some breaking news for you as well. 833-33-GORKA is a number to call. And one less clown in the car, Kirsten Gillibrand, told the New York Times in an interview this afternoon, Wednesday, that she is withdrawing from the presidential debate. Now, this doesn't seem to be a huge surprise because Kirsten Gillibrand has had a lot of trouble getting any traction whatsoever. But she did make the announcement just a few moments ago that she is out of the 2020 race. She attempted to brand herself sort of as the women's candidate. In fact, I always like to look, as kind of a marketing political nerd, I like to look at how these candidates market themselves. And if you look at her logo, she's one of the only candidates who used pink as her campaign color. She tried to brand herself as a woman's candidate, focusing her campaign on reproductive rights, child care, and of course, the Me Too movement and her advocacy for it. But with a high number of other women running in the race, she really didn't stand out and didn't really get any kind of leverage in the polls. She didn't even qualify for the next debate, which is coming up from Texas on ABC in just a few weeks. She also had a little bit of baggage when she joined the 2020 race. Kirsten Gillibrand had some Democrats upset because she led the fight in getting former Senator Al Franken, the Democrat from Minnesota, out of the race after pictures from a trip to Iraq with an LA radio personality emerged. He resigned mostly because of the fight led by people in his own party, Kirsten Gillibrand at the forefront of that. And now she is out. She is out of the race. Kirsten Gillibrand dropping out just a few moments ago. And by the way, only 10 candidates have qualified for the upcoming debate on ABC. So this will be interesting to see how many more will drop out. We've already seen many starting to get cut, some of them taking issue with the DNC as they go, saying that the stipulations for the debate, the 130,000 unique donors, getting a 2% support rate in four different polls in early voting state, that was just too high for them to get a year before the election. So many Democrats taking issue with that, but no doubt they're trying to kind of filter them out, thin the herd, if you will, as you move into the fall when this race really starts to get serious. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took to Twitter a few hours ago and talked about Republicans making things up. She said Republicans refuse to acknowledge that we live in a democracy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez not realizing that this country is a republic, clearly a product of our public education. She was also on Instagram doing a video last night, as she likes to do. And she was making some macaroni and cheese in her kitchen and gave us this lesson about the dangers of climate change. Take a listen.
And frankly, when it comes to climate change and climate change policy, we need to support the biggest solution that's on the table. There are a lot of diseases that are frozen in some of these glaciers that scientists fear that there's a potential that a lot of diseases could escape these melted glaciers, things that were frozen for thousands of years, and that they're going to get into our water and that humans could contract them, and they are going to be diseases that are thousands of years old that have vectors that we are not prepared for, that we have never seen.
833-33-GORKA. Now, the first thing I'll take issue with from that video with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is that she was making macaroni and cheese. And guys, she was using almond milk to make it. That is the first problem. You don't use almond milk to make macaroni and cheese. Ugh, that's just, ugh, it's inexcusable. But that was what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was doing. She said that she stays up all night at 3:30 in the morning. She wakes up on vacation worrying about climate change. And she said most of the reason is she's worried about the zombie viruses that are coming out of the thawing permafrost. Now, our friend Hugh Hewitt talked about this morning on Salem Radio Network. And he really took this point by point about some of the concerns Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had. I did a little crack research myself, and I found that her inspiration for this story must have been this piece that ran in NPR, which talked about zombie viruses and the thawing permafrost. Pretty incredible. Keep in mind, human beings have been living on this planet for a very long time with a lot of outbreaks of diseases. And I don't know if these zombie pathogens that have been sort of cultural lore are really going to break out as a result of the warming of the planet. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. Join us in conversation. Kathy is in California on line one. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to America First.
Hi there. I have a comment about Joe Biden, but I think AOC needs to stop watching scary movies all night.
And using almond milk in her macaroni and cheese. Like, really?
Because anything called zombie is scary. There's zombie plants, zombie toys. They're all scary. Anything
this was all part of an NPR article. But what was your comment about Joe Biden, Kathy? Okay.
So, yeah, my comment about Joe Biden is everybody's talking about what a nice guy he is, how many hard knocks he's had in life, all that kind of stuff. None of that qualifies him to be president.
I agree with you, but he has had a hard life.
He has had a hard life, but a lot of people have had a hard life when they're not running for president. And Joe Biden, he can't handle a day in front of his own people at his rallies. He can't handle one day. But my fear is what my fear was with Obama. Obama wasn't prepared. Joe Biden's not prepared. Both of those for different reasons. They're going to surround themselves with a bunch of people who know what they're doing, and those two guys are going to be nothing but front men for what the Democrats really want to do.
Which is?
Which is run the government into socialism.
Yeah, push that country to the far left. I agree with you, Kathy. Thank you for the phone call from California. Let's see. Rich is in Arizona on line 5. Hi, Rich. Welcome to America First. You've got 1 minute.
Hi. Yeah, quick question. Clinton was on Epstein's jets numerous times and had released his security detail several times is what I've heard. And I'm wondering, is that common for an ex-president to release a security detail, or is that almost never done? I'm wondering if it was done, especially because he was on a plane with, you know, maybe questionable
That's a great question for someone probably like Seb Gorka to answer since he was in the White House. I thank you for the phone call, Rich. I would say it's unusual. I don't think it probably happens all that often. And certainly, if you know who Jeffrey Epstein is and you know that his plane is called the Lolita Express, you don't get on that plane under any circumstances with the Secret Service or not. More of your phone calls as we continue. 833-33-GORKA. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You're listening to America First.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back. It is America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. My last segment with you guys. Thank you so much for all the kind words on Twitter and on YouTube at Jennifer Horn. You can follow me on Twitter, and I so appreciate the opportunity. Dr. Gorka, I hope you're having a great vacation, and I can't wait to catch up with you next Wednesday as we do California Crazy again. And thank you so much for the opportunity to fill in and sit in your chair, because he leaves some big shoes behind, literally and figuratively. And I want to say a special thank you to the America First team, Jeff and Eric and Leroy. Thank you guys so much for making this nice and easy to just to scoot in and do a great show. So thank you guys very, very much. Love the opportunity. Don't forget, Dr. Sebastian Gorka back on Tuesday. You can get your fix at SebGorka.com. And coming up for the rest of the week, Charlie Kirk is going to be here tomorrow. That's awesome. Matt Whitaker, super awesome. He'll be here on Friday. So you'll be in good hands for the next couple of days. We're taking some of your phone calls at 833-33-GORKA. We're going to say hello to Jerry in California, my home state, on line two. Hi, Jerry.
Hi there.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I was just listening in, and I heard you were saying AOC was mentioning diseases in glaciers and frozen tundras and such. I was just wondering if AOC was watching Madam Secretary. That was in an episode I was recently watching. whether true or not, I don't know, but that was just recently. I was just recently watching an episode
that. You're very serious. Okay, so Madam Secretary, the show on CBS, that's still on, right?
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix. Reruns. That's where I've been watching it.
Netflix. Yeah. Okay, so was it climate change that released these zombie viruses?
Yes, it was all about climate change and you know, the melting glaciers up in the, you know, in the northern Arctic and all of that stuff.
That is amazing. All right, Jerry, I did not know. I've seen a few episodes of Madam Secretary. I did not see that one. I actually did a little research and found this article from NPR that came out in January of 2018. It talked about zombie viruses in the thawing permafrost. And apparently that's been on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brain as she's been making her macaroni and cheese. Pretty interesting. All right. Line number three, Marcel is in New York. Hi, Marcel. Welcome to America First.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, boy. You've got 1 minute, Marcel, not to put too fine a point on it, but hi.
The queen of DJ V-Show, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Before you follow my tweets at MarcelMyrick70, have you called resection fears? It's going to be very bad for the world's markets, including right here in our country.
The China trade war?
Yeah. The China trade war. Does the Trump reelected next year? We'll find out, my friend.
I think we will. Marcel, thank you for the phone call. Kind of an odd one to finish things up, but I think we will come out just fine with this trade war with China. There are still talks underway, and I want to thank you all again. Thank you, Seb. Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Eric, for making my time here so much fun. I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday on America First, and thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out SebGorka.com. Make it a great day. This is Jennifer Horn in for Sebastian Gorka on America First.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time.
So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.